43. O Afnon, O thou that hast branched from mine ancient stock, my glory and my loving kindness rest upon thee. How vast is the tabernacle of the cause of God! It hath overshadowed all the peoples and kindreds of the earth, and will ere long gather together the whole of mankind beneath its shelter. Thy day of service is now come. Countless tablets bear the testimony of the bounties vouchsafed unto thee. Arise for the triumph of my cause, and through the power of thine utterance subdue the hearts of men. Thou must show forth that which will ensure the peace and the well-being of the miserable and the downtrodden. Gird up the loins of thine endeavour, that perchance thou mayest release the captive from his chains, and enable him to attain unto true liberty. Justice is in this day bewailing its plight, and equity groaneth beneath the yoke of oppression. The thick clouds of tyranny have darkened the face of the earth and enveloped its peoples. Through the movement of our pen of glory, we have, at the bidding of the omnipotent ordainer, breathed a new life into every human frame and instilled into every word a fresh potency. All created things proclaim the evidences of this worldwide regeneration. This is the most great, the most joyful tidings imparted by the pen of this wronged one to mankind. Wherefore fear ye, O my well-beloved ones? Who is it that can dismay you? A touch of moisture sufficeth to dissolve the hardened clay out of which this perverse generation is moulded. The mere act of your gathering together is enough to scatter the forces of these vain and worthless people. Every man of insight will in this day readily admit that the counsels which the pen of this wronged one hath revealed constitute the supreme animating power for the advancement of the world and the exaltation of its peoples. Arise, O people, and by the power of God's might, resolve to gain the victory over your own selves, that haply the whole earth may be freed and sanctified from its servitude to the gods of its idle fancies, gods that have inflicted such loss upon and are responsible for the misery of their wretched worshippers. These idols form the obstacle that impedeth man in his efforts to advance in the path of perfection. We cherish the hope that the hand of divine power may lend its assistance to mankind and deliver it from its state of grievous abasement. In one of the tablets, these words have been revealed. O people of God, do not busy yourselves in your own concerns. Let your thoughts be fixed upon that which will rehabilitate the fortunes of mankind and sanctify the hearts and souls of men. This can best be achieved through pure and holy deeds, through a virtuous life and a goodly behaviour. Valiant acts will ensure the triumph of this cause, and a saintly character will reinforce its power. Cleave unto righteousness, O people of Baha. This verily is the commandment which this wronged one hath given unto you, and the first choice of his unrestrained will for every one of you. O friends, it behooveth you to refresh and revive your souls through the gracious favours which in this divine, this soul-stirring springtime are being showered upon you. The day-star of his great glory hath shed its radiance upon you, and the clouds of his limitless grace have overshadowed you. How high the reward of him that hath not deprived himself of so great a bounty, nor failed to recognize the beauty of his best-beloved in this his new attire. Watch over yourselves, for the evil one is lying in wait, ready to entrap you. Gird yourselves against his wicked devices, and led by the light of the name of the all-seeing God, make your escape from the darkness that surroundeth you. Let your vision be world-embracing, rather than confined to your own self. The evil one is he that hindereth the rise and obstructeth the spiritual progress of the children of men. It is incumbent upon every man in this day to hold fast unto whatsoever will promote the interests and exalt the station of all nations and just governments. Through each and every one of the verses which the pen of the Most High hath revealed, the doors of love and unity have been unlocked and flung open to the face of men. We have erewhile declared, and our word is the truth, consort with the followers of all religions in a spirit of friendliness and fellowship. Whatsoever hath led the children of men to shun one another, and hath caused dissensions and divisions amongst them, hath through the revelation of these words been nullified and abolished. From the heaven of God's will, and for the purpose of ennobling the world of being and of elevating the minds and souls of men, hath been sent down that which is the most effective instrument for the education of the whole human race. The highest essence and most perfect expression of whatsoever the peoples of old have either said or written hath through this most potent revelation been sent down from the heaven of the will of the all-possessing, the ever-abiding God. Of old it hath been revealed, love of one's country is an element of the faith of God. The tongue of grandeur hath, however, in the day of his manifestation proclaimed, it is not his to boast who loveth his country, but it is his who loveth the world. Through the power released by these exalted words, he hath lent a fresh impulse and set a new direction to the birds of men's hearts, and hath obliterated every trace of restriction and limitation from God's holy book. O people of justice, be as brilliant as the light and as splendid as the fire that blazed in the burning bush. The brightness of the fire of your love will no doubt fuse and unify the contending peoples and kindreds of the earth, whilst the fierceness of the flame of enmity and hatred cannot but result in strife and ruin. We beseech God that he may shield his creatures from the evil designs of his enemies. He verily hath power over all things. All praise be to the one true God, exalted be his glory. Inasmuch as he hath, through the pen of the Most High, unlocked the doors of men's hearts. Every verse which this pen hath revealed is a bright and shining portal that discloseth the glories of a saintly and pious life, of pure and stainless deeds. The summons and the message which we gave were never intended to reach or to benefit one land or one people only. Mankind in its entirety must firmly adhere to whatsoever hath been revealed and vouchsafed unto it. Then, and only then, will it attain unto true liberty. The whole earth is illuminated with the resplendent glory of God's revelation. In the year 60, he who heralded the light of divine guidance, may all creation be a sacrifice unto him, arose to announce a fresh revelation of the divine spirit, and was followed 20 years later by him through whose coming the world was made the recipient of this promised glory, this wondrous favour. Behold how the generality of mankind hath been endued with the capacity to hearken unto God's most exalted word, the word upon which must depend the gathering together and spiritual resurrection of all men. Incline your hearts, O people of God, unto the counsels of your true, your incomparable friend. The word of God may be likened unto a sapling whose roots have been implanted in the hearts of men. It is incumbent upon you to foster its growth through the living waters of wisdom, of sanctified and holy words, so that its root may become firmly fixed and its branches may spread out as high as the heavens and beyond. O ye that dwell on earth, the distinguishing feature that marketh the preeminent character of this supreme revelation consisteth in that we have, on the one hand, blotted out from the pages of God's holy book whatsoever hath been the cause of strife, of malice, and mischief amongst the children of men, and have, on the other, laid down the essential prerequisites of concord, of understanding, of complete and enduring unity. Well is it with them that keep my statutes. Time and again have we admonished our beloved ones to avoid, nay, to flee from anything whatsoever from which the odour of mischief can be detected. The world is in great turmoil, and the minds of its people are in a state of utter confusion. We entreat the Almighty that he may graciously illuminate them with the glory of his justice, and enable them to discover that which will be profitable unto them at all times and under all conditions. He verily is the all-possessing, the Most High.